one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Monjovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Sam Monjovi. Thanks for being with us. Tonight, we're going to review the Rhinos' fourth straight win and fourth consecutive clean sheet as they won in Saturday's home opener. And we're going to have one of their new players, a veteran of nearly 200 matches in Italy's Serie B. How do you like that, Uncle Joe?
Very nice.
Very nice. Greek defender Georgios Kyriazis.
Kyriazis.
I hope I said that right. We met him at the dinner, a very nice guy. Right. I don't want to say his name right. Also, we'll preview the home opener for the Western New York Flash this Saturday with a rookie, Tori Huster from Florida State. And she's also on the U.S. Under-23 national team. She's a recent draft pick by the Flash. Dick Howard's going to be with us to talk about Juventus winning Serie A and the final league matches coming up this week in England. Andrew Battisti is off tonight, so let's bring on our host, Mr. Joe Sirianni.
Mr. Joe Sirianni, how do you like that? Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our rainy day in Rochester. And it was a beautiful day on Saturday when we went to Salem Stadium, and what a treat! You know the way they say a win is a win, and no matter how it is, as long as you win. So you know, I was impressed, somewhat perturbed, but overall, you know, the Rhinos are 4-0. So a win is a win. And we're surely going to talk a little bit more about this and with our next guest, Mr. Joe Giuliano.
Yeah, we have a special guest on the line, yeah. Mr. Joe Giuliano, the voice of the Rochester Rhinos. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Hi, Sam. Hi, Joe. How are you guys tonight?
Hey, we got two Joes and one Sam Monjovi. How do you like that?
Two Joes, always better than one Sam.
I know. Yeah, we're going to baptize him. Well, Joe, you know, the season has started, and I know that you're deeply involved with the Rhinos organization, and you're a master of soccer as well. So your impression, please.
Well, defensively, I think things look really, really strong, really solid. He's got a lot of depth. You know, we already had one injury with Tyler Bellamy going down and having his knee cleaned out, so we're looking at 6 weeks there. And Sam's favorite player, Georgios Kyriazis, did a great job. And I was saying during the broadcast, you know, with so much depth on the team, if you go down with an injury, it might be hard to come back and find your way into the starting lineup. So defensively, goalkeeper-wise, I don't think Nisht has been tested that much, but defensively, I think the team is real solid. It's offensively where they need to really start clicking, but I guess, you know, you always start in the back and start to build your way up, and maybe once they start peaking and clicking on all cylinders, it'll be at just the right time of the season. But right now, defensively, things look great. You know, maybe offensively, it takes a little more time to gel and get everybody on the same page.
Hey, Joe, it turns out that Hal can freeze over because it turns out my uncle's becoming a Hoxie fan.
Joe, well, is that true?
Yes. What can I say? It put me, you know, my nephew puts me on the spot, and of course, Axie's got these qualities, you know, and I thought Salas was very good, And you know, my observation was that, you know, that the other team took it to them. You know, they just they had more possession of the ball. They had more get up and go. They made the Rhino chase the ball. I mean, that's the way I saw it. You know, especially in the first half, but the second half a little bit changed when Oxy came in.
And, well, I think he held the ball up front very well. I mean, from what I saw, when Charlotte had the ball, they really couldn't finish, do too much in the last third.
And
the
Rhinos. Forget, Charlotte played on Friday night in Harrisburg. They played 32 minutes, and then there was a 90-minute lightning delay. Then they finished the game and had a bus, you know, overnight. So they had four key players who didn't start on Saturday. That being said, you know, your hats have to go off to them. They did a good job, and like Joe said, I think that's why we saw our defense really be the showpiece of the night, because they worked hard. They were forced to work hard. And, you know, I think if Jorge Herrera, that number 10, who plays for Charlotte, had seen more time, it could have been a little different. But, you know, overall, I'm glad the Rhinos got the win, and they're off to a 4-0 start, which is impressive. Now, getting to Hoxie, you guys, he's the big smooth. How can you not love him?
I like him.
Sam, I like him.
I can't describe – if someone says describe Andrew Hoxie, I don't know if I could. He does these things that are – unorthodox, but
he's effective. The Bill Walton of soccer.
You know, who it remind me. Yeah. You know, who it remind me of. I don't know if you remember Andrew Lamarchek.
No.
Of the old Lancer days.
He does. He's pretending he doesn't.
Well, Lamarchek.
Andrew Lamarchek. I just that was in the beginning of the Lancers, and some of the accolades that Charlie Shano gave him about his play, I cannot repeat it because it would be embarrassing. I'll tell you privately what he used to say.
You know, the only gripe I think with Hoxie right now is he's got to get himself centrally located in the box more. After he does his little work and his creativity on the sideline, or, you know, setting the table for somebody else, he's got to work a little harder to get himself into the box. He's such a big guy, and, you know, he's like 6'3", but he's got the footwork of a 5'8" player.
I know. Well, anyway, Joe, I think that we still need a general midfield, you know, because, you know, the play has to go from defense to midfield. From midfield, they're supposed to service the forward in order to, you know, to score goals. And unless you take shots on goal and the ball goes in, it doesn't matter if you hit the post. It doesn't matter if the defender blocks it or whatever. The ball has to go in.
Well, I think we do have a creative midfielder on the bench. I think he's healing up. Gustavo Zamudio, I believe his name is.
Yeah, he's from Chile. And, you know, I've seen him play once in preseason. I've watched tapes on him, and I've talked to him. I am really excited to see him in a full live match situation. And, you know, if he's got that South American flair, also with that South American toughness, he could be that little puzzle piece that maybe is lacking right in the central midfield position. But again, I think in soccer overall, the strikers and the finishing, the creative play is always the last piece of the puzzle. I think that's exactly what we're seeing now with the Rhinos.
Well, Joe, before we let you go, I got to talk a little bit about Juventus.
Congratulations.
Well, let's hope the Naples going to get into the fourth place over there to stay so they can go in the Champions League.
And my father will be very happy. Did you guys watch the game yesterday?
The derby?
Yes.
Yeah. Very good game.
Unbelievable. Was it a penalty kick, you think, the first one for Ibra?
No.
No. No, definitely not.
Not a bad call.
The goalie got the ball.
Yep.
And then the player ran into the goalie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's the way I saw it.
Hey, why did the goalie stick to you guys?
Why did the goalie stick out his tongue at Ibrahimovic?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know that either. I don't know what that means.
He must have.
Do you know what
something.
That means?
Maybe there's an inside joke between the two of those guys. And Ibrahimovic did not look happy after he scored, though, did he?
No.
Well, Joe, thank you for being our guest tonight, and we'll see you at the games, and we got to do this again.
Guys, you will see me before the next Rhinos game, because today I just spoke with the Western New York Flash, and I was offered the play-by-play position for their home season. And
very nice.
I'll be on Saturday, May the 12th, 7 p.m., Western New York Flash against FC Indiana. So I'm excited.
Congratulations.
To keep going with that.
Out of Buffalo?
What's that?
The station's out of Buffalo?
No, it's livesportsvideo.net. It's a webcast that they're going to be carrying this year.
Oh, very good. I'm happy for you. You know, I am now. I have you a little bit more because you'll be playing. You know, you'll be socializing with all the beautiful women.
You know, don't let my wife hear that. But it's going to be a fun summer, that's for sure. No, I'm just kidding. You guys do a great job, Joe. You're a Juventus fan. I'm sorry to hear that, Sam. You and I, Maradona forever. What else can you say?
Hey, before you go, Joe, Maradona is going to stay coaching the team. I think in Qatar.
Yeah, but how long before he implodes?
Yeah.
Right?
Thanks, Joe.
Hey, guys, thank you very much. Love the show, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. Ciao.
And we'll be right back with Dick Howard.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash are coming back to Salem Stadium in 2012 for another exciting year of professional women's soccer. The Flash will be going for three straight championships this season as they compete in the new WPSL Elite League. The home opener is Saturday, May 12th at 7 p.m. against FC Indiana. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Rochester Rhinos return home to Saline Stadium on Friday, May 18th in USL Pro League action against the Dayton Dutch Lions. Kickoff is at 7:35. Rhinos season and single game tickets can be purchased at the Saline Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. Group sales discounts are available. Get the complete 2012 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of Rhinos action at Saline Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming at Northfield Commons in Pittsburgh. You can call them at 248-2650, and our good friend Tony Diuto is there with his soccer memorabilia in the shop, as well as all his services. So if you're looking even to see some great soccer wear and soccer memorabilia, please go to his store at Schoen's Place in Pittsburgh.
Just to make sure that you thought that you heard us on Soccer Kick of the Grass. Good evening, Dick. How are you?
Good, Joe. Forza Juve, eh?
Forza Juve. I'm so happy today. I'm even happier than Andrew.
I don't know about you, Sam, but I have nothing to celebrate at the moment, but certainly Joe and Andrew have cause for celebration, that's for sure.
You know, Chelsea's kind of growing on me this year. I got to be honest with you. I wasn't a huge fan of theirs before, but it's kind of, they're growing on me a little bit.
Because of the coach.
Di Matteo?
Yeah, Di Matteo.
Well, I like the way they play, too. I mean,
it's been quite remarkable, isn't it, where you've got the same group of players and two different coaches, different philosophies, and how one coach couldn't get the best out of those players and the other could. And you've seen that, Joe, over the years with the Lancers, and we've seen it time and time again that, you know, a group of players just cannot produce for one coach and his style, yet another coach comes in and it's like chalk and cheese, you know.
Oh, I remember that very well. Like I can remember some of the coaches that we had, that go nameless at the moment because they were disciplinary. They were, you know, they didn't care about the player, and the players really responded accordingly. So I think that the dressing room approach and the camaraderie and the respect that the coach has for the players
goes a long way. And you would see that, you know, as a trainer, I'm sure a party of players, when you're treating them, they will confide in you, and you sort of can really feel the pulse of a team. I know several trainers that way around. They felt like sort of amateur psychologists because they were always the ones that the players would come complaining to, and they knew that they had a true confidant, somebody who wouldn't go then and tell the coach.
I tell you, I feel so lucky because just what you described has happened to me many, many times. And I was so happy to be able to be there to put out the fires, to make the players feel better, and even to make the coach feel better sometimes because, I used to be a confident to everyone.
Well, you're kind of guy, Joe. You know, everybody likes Joe. You know, even the referees at times, right?
Yeah, even the referees at times. Yeah, that's for sure.
But what made the best coach? Was it somebody that was able to manage the personalities and hit soccer knowledge?
You hit the nail on the head there, Sam, yeah. When you talk about management. Man management is the key. And you see it even with officials, match officials. The top referees are the ones that have great man management skills, you know, and I always think of Pierluigi Collina, you know, as being a master in that area. You just had to have a look from him or a gesture or a word in your ear and you knew you had to shape up. And the same thing with a manager. You may have all the qualifications, you know, UEFA pro license, but if you can't deal with players from all over the world, that's in the dressing room now, you've got players, you know, there's maybe four or five different languages being spoken. English is the common one, probably. But it's a challenge.
I can remember that very well. I mean, I thought that Dan Popovich was a strict coach. He was a disciplinary at time, but he also was a friend of the players. You know, and there were times when he was kind of, you know, tough, and there were a time when the locker room was kind of divided, but he was able to bring the players together. And you talk about nationality, and especially in those days when you had the Serbian, the Croatian, and, you know, that they didn't like each other. You had to be very positive, you know, and make sure that everything stayed at an even keel.
It's true, and we see, of course, the stresses then that come from that with the announcement of Pep Guardiola that he's leaving Barcelona, you know, and he's burnt out, in effect. And it really is very challenging, very demanding. It now is a lot more demanding, I think, in the past, because you've got to deal with the media, you've got daily press conferences, and there's constant pressure and attention put on you, and it's not for everyone.
You know, I don't know, you know, talking about the same thing. Last night I stood up and watched the Domenica Sportiva, and of course, you know, Juventus was being celebrated, and they interviewed Antonio Conte, and of course they asked him some pertinent question about this managerial skill, and the fact that he was the prominent person that spoke for the team. You know, he was the guy that spoke about the team, about everything that was going on with Juventus. And he said that the reason why he took on their role, because he was the only one who really understood the climate of the dressing room, the climate of the players, and he wanted to make sure that there was no diversion, that there was no people that would put fires in there by you know, misinterpreting what he was saying. So he became the spokesperson, and of course he got in a little controversy with Milan coach, you know, and about the Montari goal and all that kind of stuff. But now it's water over the dam. You know, they had a good victory yesterday against Cagliari, and of course we gotta say that the Derby of Milan was something to be remembered. You know, Inter and Milan.
Amazing,
and,
isn't it?
And Milano was leading 2-1, and all of a sudden they lost 4-2. And Ibrahimovic, I don't know what you really think of Ibrahimovic, but, you know, we're talking about, did you see the game?
I didn't know. I just read the accounts of it.
You know, I seen players right now. There was this thing between Ibrahimovic and the goalie of Inter.
Julio Cesar.
Yeah, Julio Cesar. They gave him a penalty that, in my opinion, was not a penalty, because he dove and he touched the ball with his hand. He got the ball away with his hand, and in ensuing thing, you know, the player fell, and he didn't trip him or anything. He just fell over Julio Cesar, and they call it a penalty. And then so Julio Cesar was really upset. But then he tried to spook Ibrahimovic, and he walked to him. Well, he had the ball in the spot over there. He walked to him, he stuck his tongue at him, and he smiled at him. But then Ibrahimovic scored the goal anyway. So he was gesturing to him, so it was a comedy.
Yeah. No, it was certainly a shock result, and one that it's always going to happen. It can happen, you know, in derby games all over the world that... you know, a team that's maybe not doing too well on Derby Day just raises the game. And, you know, a lot of people said, well, it's an easy one to raise AC Milan. But no, Inter have been very unpredictable this season. And in the Milan Derby, they wanted to go out on a high, and they did it.
Well, you know, since we last talked to you last week, Dick, a lot's been happening. We mentioned Juventus clinched the title for Serie A. Inter won the Milan Derby. Manchester City is within sight of winning its first English championship in the Premier League. And I think the last time they actually won it was 1968.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
But it does look that way. A tremendous result against Newcastle at St. James's Park, which is never an easy stadium to play in. And they certainly got a great 2-0 result. Yaya Toure was superb for Manchester City and scored both the goals. But Man U, you know, they kept pace. They won 2-0. But it's coming to the final games, and of course, Everybody expects Manchester City to beat Queen's Park Rangers, who are battling relegation. Man U have to go up to the northeast to Sunderland to play Sunderland, and that's not going to be an easy game for them. But if they both win, Manchester City would, because of the better goal differential, get the championship.
Also in England, Chelsea beat Liverpool 2-1, and they won the FA Cup. So they might not get the treble, but they're, they could get the double with the FA Cup and the Champions League win.
It's great for Chelsea that they're now going to get something out of the season. And of course, Liverpool had won the one trophy this season. They were hopeful of getting a second. But on the day, Chelsea just had the edge. And ironically, they play each other tomorrow in a rearranged league game. So I don't know what kind of teams will be put out for that one. But the thing that's getting everybody's attention in England, and it happens around Europe in particular, is, of course, the battle to stay up. And you've got a fascinating battle in England because you've got teams that are fighting to avoid relegation. And there's a very big game this afternoon between Blackburn Rovers, who had to win the game today. They were playing a team called Wigan Athletic at Blackburn, and Wigan Athletic won 1-0. So that put Wigan right up the table. They have avoided relegation. Blackburn are now going to be relegated. And there's still one spot up for grabs, whether Queen's Park Rangers go down or Bolton. There's two teams that are in contention. In the 38th game, it's come down to the final game as to who stays up. And it's money. You know, it's millions of pounds that you'll get if you stay in the Premiership, and money that you will lose should you go down into the next level, which is the Championship.
We have the same thing with the Italian League, with Napoli.
Yeah.
Napoli, Udinese, and Lazio, you know, they all fighting, and including Inter, they all fighting for a spot in the European League. And whoever, you know, usually there's a runaway of the first and second team, and then all the other ones trail behind. But the league has been so closed. But Dick, you know, let's talk a little bit about Toronto. What happened again? They lost to DC 2-0.
Well, there was, you know, some hope following that scoreless tie in Montreal last Wednesday in the Amway Canadian Championship to decide who will go into the CONCACAF Champions League. And they were a little bit fortunate, but they got the result, and there's some increase in confidence coming in against DC United, who feature Dwayne De Rosario, who left Toronto FC under less than ideal circumstances, and he came back to Toronto. He didn't score, but DC United, yeah, the eighth consecutive loss for Toronto FC. A lot of problems, you know, with the team in respect of their performance. There has been criticism, but they have been unlucky on occasion. But the thing is that they've now got to pull themselves together, and the coach of the team, Aaron Vinter, is maintaining a very positive outlook. But as I mentioned the other week, if he doesn't get the result in this next game against Montreal on Wednesday, there could well be changes, because you just can't go on like this.
Well, you know, I'm happy to announce that, to tell you anyway, that our Rochester Rhinos, they won their game. It was quite a nice game. You know, there were 7,900 and some people.
That's great,
in attendance.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it was great, and even though it was a cold night, and you know, the people were there, and it was a pretty fair game. It was, you know, the goalie, we have a goalie that's 6'5". He had, you know, he had made a couple of good saves to keep the keep a clean
sheet. Well, they've not been scored upon yet, have they?
No, not at all. No, so it's kudos to the Rhinos, because it, you know, just like I said in the beginning, it doesn't really matter how you win as long as you win. And the goal that was scored, it came off from one of the Charleston defenders. So, you know, things like this happen all the time. But it came in a nice play from the Rhino, from the corner. You know, there was a shot taken and bounced off one of the defender and went in. So that happens all the time.
That's great. And as you say, to get that result in your opening game with a good crowd, sort of you can get the people coming back. That's the challenge now in Toronto, guys, because Toronto FC has always taken great pride in saying, sell out, sell out, sell out. But there were lots of empty seats in that stadium, even at the start of the game. There were even less, of course, as the game went on, and it was 2-0 for DC United. So they've really got to be concerned, because there are a lot of sophisticated fans in Toronto, as there are in Rochester.
Definitely.
And they just can't go on like this. It's certainly going to be very interesting the next few days, because, say, they play Montreal again in the second leg of the Amway Canadian Championship. The winners then will go to play probably Vancouver, who beat Edmonton, FC Edmonton, in the other semifinal.
Well, maybe instead of going after Del Piero, they should go after our American forward, Clint Dempsey, scored his 17th premier goal
I think
this
Clint's
season.
Going to be able to write a very nice contract, thank you very much.
Wow.
Several close mentioned, haven't they, with the guys.
Who do you think is going to pick him up, Dick? I heard Arsenal's looking at him.
Yeah, probably. And this is a lot with players, of course, with family and not wanting to move, you know, out of London or Midlands. Some players very much want to stay in the south of England to play. Others prefer, you know, a little bit quieter lifestyle and play sort of in the north or in the Midlands. But with Clint Dempsey, I think it's just going to be a case of which club can give him the best contract, because he's coming off a magnificent season and he's going to have some interesting choices to make.
And he's
also, a lot of clubs mentioned.
He also has the record for an American player scoring the number of goals in the English Premier League, I believe. I think that was his 50th goal.
Yeah, he's done exceptionally well. It's great because Fulham have not been one of the top teams, and to, you know, score as well as he has for Fulham, I think, is a great reflection on his ability. And augurs well, of course, for the U.S. national team with World Cup qualifying, when you've got a player like this to come into the team.
Well, Dick, you know, the round is going to be on the road on Friday in Charleston, and Saturday in they're going to play two games on the road, Charlotte and Charleston, in 2 days. But the game in Rochester is going to be the women team, which is going to open their season over here against the Western New York Flash. So they're going to
FC Indiana.
FC Indiana is going to be this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. So soccer is alive in Rochester and kicking.
That's great. Well, I hope to get down to see some games, obviously, as the season progresses, Joe, and look forward to meeting the two of you again. But again, congratulations with that great success of Juve, and hopefully they'll go unbeaten. With the final game is what, Lecce?
Yeah.
So that should be a great time for celebration, and magnificent job done by Antonio Conte. And Sam, if you're a Chelsea man, you're happy. You're just looking forward to the big one coming up.
I know that Andrew's going to be happy. So
Andrew will be very happy, yeah.
Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Okay, Dan, take care. Well, before we go on break, you just want to make the announcement real quick about the women's dinner.
Yes.
We're promoting the Flash Kickoff Dinner. It's going to be this Wednesday at the Italian American Sport Club. And we're going to remember again that the Flash home opener is Saturday at 7 o'clock against FC Indiana. And we'll talk more about the details when we have one of the Flash players on the show about the dinner. And we'll be right back with one of the anchors of the Rhinos defense that started 2012 with a record 4 clean sheets, Greece native Georgios Kyriazis, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Seems it never rains in Southern California.
Proudly conservative. WYSL. Rochester's home for Michael Savage, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, WYSL, Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Western New York Flash are coming back to Salem Stadium in 2012 for another exciting year of professional women's soccer. The Flash will be going for three straight championships this season as they compete in the new WPSL Elite League. The home opener is Saturday, May 12th at 7 p.m. against FC Indiana. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
The Rochester Rhinos return home to Salem Stadium on Friday, May 18th in USL Pro League action against the Dayton Dutch Lions. Kickoff is at 7:35. Rhinos season and single game tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. Group sales discounts are available. Get the complete 2012 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I'm Sam Mongiovi, here with Joe Redcard Seriani. Andrew Battisti is off tonight, and we miss him very much, do we not?
I tell you, I had to learn how to do all these things all over again. I used to do it, but I abdicated to Andrew, and now I find it very difficult to do it, then boy, am I missing you, Andrew.
No, Andrew is a wealth of knowledge. If they ever have a Jeopardy show on soccer, I think Andrew would be a champion.
I think we should start a show and we make a lot of money with Andrew.
Yeah, we're going to start a soccer Jeopardy show. All right, but let's get back to our next guest of the Rochester Rhinos. He's the new defender, Mr. Georgios Kyriazis. Hi, Georgios.
Hi.
Did we pronounce your name right?
Perfect. It's just perfect.
Italiano sarebbe Kyriazis.
Sì, sì, yes.
Well, Giorgio, it's so nice to have you on our radio show. The first time that we have you over here. And they were so pleased to have you on our table at the Rhinos kickoff dinner and chat with you, not only in English, but also in Italian. And you speak Greek as well. What kind of you're a versatile kind of a guy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It was a really great night the other night. I was happy, me too, to be with all these Italian guys there and to speak a little of Italian. Yeah.
Well, it's very good. But let's talk a little bit about the game yesterday. And give us your interpretation of how you saw the game. Because, you know, the defense was solid. Even though we didn't score no goals, we won, but we scored, we played very well, and we were the cause of getting their goals. How did you see the game?
So, I think that it was a very difficult game for us because, you know, when it's your first game in your home, in front of all these fans, and you're coming after three victories, you know, you have some kind of pressure. So you have to be careful, and you have to be concentrate. And I see that we've done all this stuff, and we took the fourth victory, and we'll just have to go on.
Well, it's certainly, I was pleased with the way, not only the way you played, but also with the whole defense. And, you know, there was a lot of aerial balls, you know, balls high, kicked up. And, you know, that makes it difficult, you know, for the forward to be able to bring the ball under control when you got defenders, you know, on the other side that are trying to defend against you. So I agree with you that yesterday was, you know, a nervous kind of day for you guys. But overall, you guys played well.
Yeah, I think so. We speak with the guys before the game, and we said everybody that we have to be careful and concentrate, because we know that the other team, after the second, because it was the second game, they played Friday too, and they wanted to take a good result also yesterday. And so it was in the pressure that I told you before. But I think that we played good. Defensively, we were very good. But offensively, too, we had a lot of chances. We scored only one goal, but, I mean, we had the chances to score more. It didn't happen, but, you know, at the end, the most important is the result, the 3 points.
Exactly. So, Giorgio, just for the sake, so everybody knows who you are, tell us a little bit who you are, where you come from, you're married, how many kids you got, how many girlfriends you got. I'm only kidding.
No, I mean, everybody knows that I am from Greece. I started to play there professional back in 1996. I stayed there for 7 years, and then I went to Italy, and I stayed there other 8 years. After all this, I turned last year to my country to continue, and now I'm here.
Well, which team did you play in Italy? Because people want to know which team you played for.
Yeah, I played for Catania, for Arezzo, Triestina, and Salernitana, for different teams. All the teams in the second division, Serie B, and of course in my country in the first division, Super League. Always for the same team, the team that I grow up like a professional player.
And you're married with 2 kids, right?
Yeah, that's right. Married with 2 boys.
2 boys, soccer players?
I hope so. The older begin to play this year, so I hope the younger continue playing him and become, I don't know, better players than me.
Yeah, well, next week you got 2 games on the road. You know, you're gonna do the same thing like the team that came here did. That's you're gonna play Saturday and Sunday, I think, or Friday and Saturday.
And yeah. So, I mean, it's difficult when you play 2 games like this, Friday, Saturday. You must be careful. I mean, to keep the shape, to don't have injuries first of all. And then, for sure, it will be difficult because, you know, now everybody is waiting for us. They know that we had 4 victories. They will be more concentrated. They will give everything. So it will be much difficult for us. But if we will be concentrated all together and play like a team, I don't think that we will have problems.
Wait. Yeah, the one nice thing is that the defense... like you said, George, your defense is definitely looks solid. The goalie looks solid. If there's any nervousness on the team, that's something that you can work out. But if you're going to have a solid core beginning of the season, it's better to have the defense solid and have the offense still kind of gelling, getting to the point where they're working out. So that, I think that's a very good indication for the Rhinos. And again, if we would have had some shots on goal or scored one of those goals, I think it would have been a more exciting night for the fans, because we had some nice shots. That Earl shot, I thought it was a very nice shot. Brito had a breakaway. Even we saw you, Georgios, made a run up one time.
Yeah, for head balls.
Yeah. I mean, it's it's just the beginning. We have to find our identity like a team. I know that defensively we are good, and when I'm saying defensively, it's not only the four defenders, it's all the team. Even the strikers, they start the defense from there. So defensively we are pretty good. But offensively, we are good, and important is that we create chances. That's more important. If we don't have many goals, it's okay. I mean, we create a lot. I think in the future they will come in the goals.
Very good. Very good set. Well, okay, Giorgio, we wish you luck this weekend, and it's been a pleasure having you on Soccer Kick of the Grass. We hope in the future that you're going to be on again, and certainly we enjoy your kind of soccer and your person as well, because you're a gentleman, and welcome to Rochester.
Thank you, guys. Thank you a lot. Thank you.
Thanks, Giorgio. All right, everybody. We're going to be right back with Western New York Flash rookie Tori Huster on Soccer is a Kick on the Grass.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the bros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to hanauto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's hahnauto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The Rochester Rhinos return home to Salem Stadium on Friday, May 18th in USL Pro League action against the Dayton Dutch Lions. Kickoff is at 7:35. Rhinos season and single game tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. Through sales discounts are available. Get the complete 2012 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that one in seven drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Western New York Flash are coming back to Salem Stadium in 2012 for another exciting year of professional women's soccer. The Flash will be going for three straight championships this season as they compete in the new WPSL Elite League. The home opener is Saturday, May 12th at 7 p.m. against FC Indiana. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. That's some Cincinnati music for our guest, Western New York Flash player, Tori Huster. Her appearance on the show is brought to you by the Western New York Flash and Salins. Remember that the Western New York Flash will be playing this Saturday at 7 o'clock against FC Indiana. For tickets, you can call 716-655-PLAY or 454-KICK. Hi, Tori, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
How are you, Tori?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
This is Joe, and the other one is Sam. So we are glad to have you on our show, and we can't wait to meet you personally on the dinner this Wednesday coming up. We are all excited about the new season for the Flash. And tell us a little bit how the team is shaping up.
We're shaping up pretty well. We've already had three scrimmages, I think, and we've gone 2-1. We actually had a scrimmage last Thursday, and we played a U-16 boys team up in Rochester at Salem Stadium, and they were pretty good. They were tough competitors, and we held our own. They were fast and athletic, a little bit faster and more athletic than us. But we're playing great. A couple of us have been here. I think for about a month or so we're getting to know each other very well, and we're training every day, training very hard, and it's good. As a rookie coming in, it's the level is very high, and I'm very excited to be a part of this team because we're shaping up pretty well.
Now, Tori, we read a little bit about you. Not only mm-hmm. are you a star player, I believe it was with Florida State, but you're also on the women's under-23 national team, and then you were drafted, 2012 draft pick, by the Flash. I know you probably know, and I don't know if you heard as much about what was happening last year here in Rochester when the Flash were playing here and the team that we had, and they went all the way and won the championship. So it must be exciting way coming onto a team wanting to make that kind of repeat.
Definitely. I want to be a part of a team that has goals that high, and to have two championships back-to-back in the years before I got here, I only want to continue that legacy. And what's actually kind of special is that Becky Edwards was here last season, and she got to be a part of all of that. And to hear from her from last season, everything that was happening, I got to train with her a little bit this January, and to kind of have her as a role model in my life as in my soccer career has been so very helpful. I think it's very, very good to be a part of it.
Tori, tell us a little bit about you. I mean, you're from Cincinnati, and how did you start? How old were you when you started your soccer career?
Oh, gosh. I think my dad carried me out there on his leg when I was about 4 years old. And unattached myself from him, I probably fell in love with it that same practice. And ever since I knew that I could play soccer professionally as a woman athlete, a female athlete, I have wanted to do so and to take soccer as far as I could because I just absolutely love it.
Now we see that you're a midfielder. How would you describe yourself? Are you a dribbler, passer, or can do everything kind of midfielder?
I think I'm kind of a jack of all trades, actually. Coach Aaron Lyons has been trying me at outside back a little bit, too. So I'm kind of all over the place. But, I'd say I can do a little bit of everything. I think one of my big strengths is my fitness level. I think I take that into consideration, and I like to be fit. And I think that's very important at this level. So I've worked on that in the past couple of months, and I think it's been helping me.
Which is good because the stadium at Salem Stadium is a good size field.
Yes,
it's the
it
field
is.
Turf also, so you gotta the better in shape you are,
Yeah.
The better you play.
Yeah, exactly.
So your forte, it's a midfield player. You're a good reader of the game. And what is that expected of you from the coach? To be the creative midfielder, or what is it? What is your role?
I think right now, and the thing that I like so much about playing with the Flash is that we're a possession-oriented team. So I think as much as possible, I'm going to try and keep the ball in play simple, because that's what, in these past couple of weeks that I've been up here, that's what Coach has been stressing so much. So I think as long as I'm able to do that and then maybe add my flair in the final third of the field, then I think he'll be happy with that for now. I think from there I can only progress.
Well, you know, just like Sam said, your follow – your girls this year are going to follow a great bunch of girls that set the standard for you guys. And we kind of spoiled because we sort of like Marta and all the other players that were here. So, you know, yeah. I hope that you guys continue in the same manner because, you know, Rochester, it's a soccer town. And the people yeah. really understand soccer and, you know, and we cannot... And we can only wish the best for you guys.
Yeah. I've heard nothing but good things about the fan support here, so I'm really excited to get out there in Salem Stadium and see it for myself.
Well, we look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, and we certainly hope that you come and say hi to us. And
yeah.
we're going to be pulling for you guys on Saturday night.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Tori.
Well,
I just want to remind everybody that this Wednesday before the dinner, the Western New York Flash is having the meet and greet. They're going to train Wednesday, May 9th at Salem Stadium from 2:45 to 4 p.m. The training session is free and open to the public. Following the training, the players will be available for a meet and greet from 4 to 4:30. And then later on, starting at 5:30, doors opening and dinner at 7 o'clock. The Flash will be at a dinner hosted by the Italian-American Soccer Club on Buffalo Road, hosted by Bernie Ecovangelo. If you're interested in going to the dinner, please call 454-KICK. And again, that's for the Western New York Flash. We'll get to meet Tori. And so, you know, if you can go watch them play, meet them at the stadium, and then come have dinner and see them a little more formal, that'd be great.
Well, this has been Joe Siriani with Sam Mongelvi, Nick Howard in Toronto, Bob D'Angelo at the WYSL Control. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 p.m. for Soccer's Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 10:40 a.m. and live on the web at soccerskickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone, and thanks for listening to us. Be with us again next week.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.